You're listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill. Dr. Deborah Stroman brings you stimulating sports and society discussions with some of the biggest influencing forces in sports and sports business. From athletes to owners, If You Only Knew covers all the bases with informative and engaging content from end zone to end zone.
What a week. The gift that keeps on giving. Sports. There are so many stories, but I want to start off with football, coaching changes, people making moves, some by their own volition, others, well, let me show you where the door is. Peter Clay Carroll, Coach Carroll, NFL, winningest head coach in Seattle Seahawks history with 137 wins. Sit down. Bill Belichick, NFL New England Patriots. After 24 seasons, 6 titles, no doubt will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Sit down. And then there's the GOAT of college football. This is not anything to debate. It's not a LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Nick Saban is the GOAT. Alabama, Crimson Tide, Roll Tide. Sit down. Nick Saban has done what no other coach has been able to do. Winning at every level, high school, college, and the pros. Yes, he did leave the Miami Dolphins after 2 years. But he made it to that level. Nick Saban, I asked the question, what is the bigger reflection of GOAT status? Nick Saban had 49 first rounders, as in elite players, not talking about second or third round, 49 first rounders get drafted into the NFL. Or is it the fact that the Alabama program under Nick Saban had 10 plus wins for 16 years. There are programs that are happy to get 10 wins over a 16-year period. He is truly the GOAT. I've been spending time with some friends talking about this situation and what it means for college football. And some of them are absolutely heartbroken that their GOAT, their leader of Alabama football, will now be watching from the broadcast booth and commentating and not leading these young men to victory after victory. My rebuttal is, don't be heartbroken. Alabama will be okay. When you think about the money that goes into Alabama football, Nick Saban's salary was $11 million per year. Folks, what can you do with $11 million a year? And I think about our Coach Mack Brown, who makes about $5 million a year. That is a hefty difference. But it's not just his salary. University of Alabama football, about 2 years ago, brought in $131 million of the athletic department's $215 million in revenue. They spend about $80 million on football. $80 million on football. So yes, they will be okay. And then when you think about the connection to media rights, the SEC, where Alabama is a part of, is in bed with ESPN. And ESPN, yes, the leader in sports, media, broadcasting, entertainment, they've got the hookup. The SEC has a 10-year media rights deal for approximately 15 football and 8 men's basketball games per year starting this year. And they're moving the top football game into the 3:30 Saturday time slot on ABC. Under this new agreement, SEC and ESPN, we're talking about schools in the SEC being able to divide up $300 million annually. The ESPN family of networks, and yes, there are many, they will own rights to every SEC, Southeastern Conference, football and men's basketball game over these 10 years. ABC will carry at least one SEC football game per week, including Saturday night football, and they'll also air the league's championship game. This is important to know because I'm thinking about the ACC. How are we going to compete? We've got the loss of retired Hall of Fame basketball coaches. Athletes are capitalists by training. Many of them have no idea what's going on with finances, but with the NIL, name, image, and likeness, oh, they're learning quickly. I'm not saying the learning is perfect or absolutely correct, but they're learning something. Athletes are capitalists by training. Now we've got a debate, sadly, between do I go with tradition and academics at a university or do I go for the new house and car? Hashtag real talk. And a lot of players that you would think would take that fine, outstanding academic institution are now going with, I'm getting paid. I can always go back to school. I can go to summer school. I can go get my master's at one point or finish my undergraduate degree. I'm going to get paid. And then when we think about ACC salaries, again, I just shared what's going on in the SEC. But when we think about the ACC, Dabo Swinney at Clemson, $11 million. Okay, he's in the ballpark. But when we think about the rest of our coaches, Mario Cristobal is doing well at Miami. He makes about $8 million. Florida State, $7.3 million. Pitt, $5.8 million. Louisville, $5.5 million. And then we have our locals. Dave Doran, making about $5 million, just a little bit more than Coach Mack Brown. I know there's something in the rivalry about that. And then you've got Mike Elko, who journeyed to Duke for about $3.5 million, then immediately took the first plane out of there to go get $7 million per year from Texas A&M. I won't bother to mention the rest of the ACC coaches. I guess I'm just getting right back to how is the ACC going to compete with this? The money is in the SEC. And then when I think about ACC basketball, these SEC schools are going to be able to capitalize on the airing, the media attention, the branding of SEC basketball. I'm hoping our tradition, our Tobacco Road tradition, I'm hoping the amazing wins that we've had over the year, the Final Fours, the championships that ACC has enjoyed, will be able to travel, will to help us during this time period. We need the money, folks. We need attention. We need your time. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill.
You're listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill. Here's Dr. Deborah Stroman.
Welcome back to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. And I'm going to pivot from talking about the landscape of coaches standing down, moving on to their next, getting in their rocking chair, and Nick Saban and the power of Alabama football and the SEC. Yes, they will be okay. And I want to talk about Project Touchdown. This is one of the most enjoyable things I do as a professor. I started this in 2008 with relationships because it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you on a favorable basis. And I'm very blessed to have some wonderful, wonderful friends in sport business. And the ACC is near and dear to my heart. And being able to have students go to these major sporting events and have experiential education, right? Because we have to take what's in the classroom and apply it. There's only so much that you can learn in a textbook. You need to execute. You need to do it. You need to deliver. And at a young age, as an undergraduate student, being able to have this experience It's amazing to me, so I know how the students feel. And so I was able to take four students this year to the national championship in Houston to watch Michigan play Washington. But it's much more than watching the game. We're there to work, to experience. And so Omar Bidding, he is a senior from Winston-Salem, and he is a quant. He's studying computer science and statistics at UNC. He is a numbers man, and I know he has a bright future. In fact, he and his friend, a fellow student, have a podcast called the BRICKS Podcast, BRICKZ. Check them out. Also joining the team in Houston, Mr. Olu Kopano. He is a sophomore from Baltimore, and he wants to rule the world. And I think he's going to do a good job getting there. Olu is interested in international, global things. He's studying global studies, entrepreneurship, and sports communication at Chapel Hill. He loves philanthropy. He wants to give back to the community. And so that is his interest. Again, in many ways, sports is the front porch. Sports is the door opener to all the other things that can happen in an institution, in a society. And Olu wants to use sports to help communities, to uplift people. People who are in harm's way, people who've been oppressed. Thank you, Olu. And then there's Miss Layla Turner. Layla and I met at a UNC football game. She was serving as a UNC event lead. She got my attention. And I thought it was someone that I would like to pour into. Layla is from Charlotte. She's a junior. And she's majoring in exercise sports science and communications. She wants to go into sports media. And she is passionate about that. And I decided to do something different this year. Not only give this opportunity to outstanding students at UNC, but I went down Route 40 and stopped at North Carolina A&T, where I'm very blessed to guest lecture in their School of Journalism, sports journalism. And I met a young lady about a year and a half ago in my class. Her name is Deja Garner. She's a sophomore mass communication student from Chicago. I invited her, and she gladly said yes. Deja Garner is already making things happen at A&T. She is a news anchor for the students' television station. She loves the microphone, she loves asking questions, and she is hungry and passionate for knowledge. And so we journey to Houston. And since over a 3.5, 4 day, almost 4 days, we learned, we shared, we listened, we made impact. Project Touchdown is everything from being a brand ambassador, representing their families, representing their universities, representing my Center of Sport Business and Analytics, representing the host city, representing the college football playoff team. We serve well. We also were hosts in many ways, especially when we worked Fan Central, which is an annual tradition at most sporting events, major sporting events, where they just put on a number of activities so fans can enjoy themselves to create that community atmosphere around the game. And so some of the students had the opportunity to work the booth where the puppies were. And I know that was quite enjoyable. We served as a greeter, a wayfinder. We helped out with the trophy trot, which is a road race and a walk race, making sure that other volunteers, making sure the runners, the walkers were ready for the event. One of the most beautiful things that College Football Playoff does is gives back with its foundation. And there is an amazing program called Extra Yard for Teachers, where at that time, and it happens throughout the year, but at that time during the game, They recognize these outstanding teachers who represent other outstanding teachers. And so we provided support for their activities. But watching their smiles and their expressions of gratitude, wonderful. I guess one of the highlights of the trip, though, was being able to hold the American flag for the pregame, the national anthem. Fantasia, that amazing singer and star of the musical, The Color Purple movie, while she sang, we moved that flag. And two of my students actually held the banners. That is something that's unforgettable. We assisted with photo opportunities. We assisted with logistics. There are many thousands upon thousands of volunteers who served with a smile on their face to make the game happen. And we are grateful. We are grateful to be a part of that. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill.
You're listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill. Here's Dr. Deborah Stroman.
I'd like to close out this last segment talking about ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference Women's Basketball. Over the past several years, I've thought that we have the most successful, winningest programs. Now, we do beat up on each other, but from top to bottom, we can play with anyone. Now, are there those outliers that make other leagues seem the best? Yes, I'm talking about South Carolina and Dawn Staley down in Columbia. She is getting the job done. They win, and they win consistently, and they win with grace. But when you think from top to bottom, I think the ACC competes with anyone and can win. But right now, we are playing so well. We've got 10 teams who have no more than 4 losses. And currently, right now, as Danny said, the former head coach of Minnesota Vikings, they are who they said they are. They are who they said they would be. And I'm talking about Virginia Tech being in the championship last year. They've come back strong with their 2 stars. They are leading the league. And then when we think about Jeff Waltz, who continues to have a successful team at Louisville. And then we've got Florida State. And then right up the road, NC State. Coach Moore, he's built back the success of NC State women's basketball. I would not be surprised to see NC State in the Final Four. The man can flat out coach. Syracuse might be a surprise. They're doing well. Georgia Tech. And then our Tar Heels. Coach Banghart has the right mix, and they are playing really, really well. Tar Heels in the Final Four? I wouldn't count them out. As long as they continue to move the ball and find out who should get the ball at the right time in those clutch moments. Because not everybody should be taking a shot when you're wide open. But that will come with time. Look how she's developing this team, especially her young players. So I'm excited about ACC basketball. Men's, we're always excited because there's always not one team, not two, but generally 3 men's teams that we know could compete for a national championship. And I like where ACC women's basketball is going as well. Under the leadership of Jackie Carson, who joined me on If You Only Knew last year. So I'm hoping you all find some time to listen in, to go to Carmichael, or even take a road game and support ACC women's basketball. The Tar Heels, certainly we have a great tradition. I'm proud to say that I have a ACC championship ring under the leadership of Coach Jennifer Alley. Go ACC. support women's sports. If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill.
You've been listening to If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill with Dr. Debra Stroman. You can listen to all episodes at chapelboro.com/ If You Only Knew.